Do you ever feel like no matter how much you pray, sleep, journal, you find yourself still kind of anxious, edgy, or exhausted? It could be because your nervous system is still living in some sort of survival mode. In this episode, we're going to talk about what survival mode really is, how to recognize some signs, and why God cares about your whole self, body, mind, and spirit, because this matters. It's not that it's a lack of faith. There could be times in our life where we're questioning or walking through hard things or wondering if God is there. But sometimes it's just the fact that we have these pre-programmed ways of surviving in this world, and we get to take them to God. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. But before we get into today's episode, and before you hit fast forward, I just want to invite you to think about, are you somebody that feels stuck in constant loops? Maybe it's this negative thought pattern that you keep finding yourself in. Maybe you just feel like there's some chaos going in your mind. You have these emotions, you have these feelings, but you just don't know what to do with them. You feel like you keep, you know, praying, you keep trying to do the right thing, and it just seems like nothing is working. Or maybe you told that you're a woman and you're just emotional and you kind of just need to get over it. Well, I'm here to tell you that today can be a day where this isn't about doing more of something, you know, more prayer, more reading. Sometimes we don't need more information. We have so much information right now at our fingertips, whether it's through AI or Google or books or whatever it is, but these same patterns keep spiraling, right, in your mind. And so you're exhausted. So I'm going to invite you to join me in my self-paced course called Untangle Your Thoughts. It's a 6-part self-paced course that's really going to help you identify and overcome these negative thought patterns that keep you stuck. But most importantly, I want to provide simple, powerful tools that's going to help you renew your thoughts, get to the root beliefs, and really start to have some peace and clarity. And most importantly, that's going to bring fresh revelation and breakthrough so that you can begin to untangle your thoughts so that you don't feel like you keep spiraling. So go to jessicahoddle.com/heal or visit the show notes wherever you're listening. Click on the link and join me there. Again, go to jessicahoddle.com/heal, H-E-A-L, and you'll be able to find out all the information and join me. Maybe you've been saying things like, I'm so tired, but can't relax. Kind of that constant go, go, go mode. This is my hand raised here. Maybe you've said to yourself, I don't even feel like myself anymore. Maybe something else that you've said is, I should be fine. Like everything else is okay. I'm supposed to feel blessed, shouldn't I? And we just kind of negotiate with ourselves. Well, life is okay, but this just feels hard. I feel like I should be okay, but I'm not. And that's often what survival mode can feel like. And I didn't realize that I was in survival mode until I started paying attention to my body. My body was telling me the whole time what my mind wasn't fully registering yet because it wasn't safe to do so. I learned very specific survival patterns as a baby growing up in a home that was a constant state of fighting and really just not safe. And I say baby is that our nervous systems are so fragile as a baby into our really, you know, young years, teenagers, like it's constantly evolving. Even now as an adult, our nervous system is adapting and rewiring and trying to protect us. But even in your mother's womb, you can experience things because you're taking on part of her nervous system as well. And so this is important. And I didn't know that. You know, now I'll be 38 here next month at the time of this recording. I'm recording in September, but next month in October will be my birthday and I'll be 38. And I think for the first time in my life, 38 years of life, I'm really coming to this realization of how much survival mode I was in. And my mind was like, hey, we're okay. We're doing good. Mentally, I was kind of okay, but physically, I was kind of ignoring all these symptoms that I was having, just the fatigue, the tired, the unmotivated. I was still showing up. I was still doing the things I needed to do, but I just thought to survive meant I had to keep pushing through. And maybe you feel that same way. And slowing down didn't feel safe because my body was just used to chaos. It learned that busy was safer than rest, which is so bizarre to me because I couldn't rest when I was younger. I had to keep going. I had to keep fighting to survive, literally, for food, water, heat, all the things. But God cares about your whole being as well. And somewhere along the way, we've kind of picked everything up and we just tried to carry it all by ourselves. You know, what we've been taught has turned into what our bodies have believed. And then as an adult, that we reinforce. Let me say that one more time. What we have been taught has turned into what our bodies have believed that now as adults, we try to reinforce. Psalm 23:3 says, He restores my soul. And that's not just your spirit. It's your inner life. It's your thoughts. It's your emotions. Psalm 62:1-2 says, My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. We see in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. I think something that is so important for me to just say is that faith does not deny the existence of pain. Faith denies the pain's influence over our lives. So that's our biblical foundation. We have to understand that He does restore us, that our souls can find rest, that we can trust in Him. So what does survival mode look like? We have two main modes. Safety, which equals regulated, where you feel calm, connected, open to God and others, or survival, where it's dysregulated. This is where your body reacts as if danger is like present, even when it's not. And dysregulated can just feel almost like a constant state of up and down, of rev, not revved, or everything somebody says, doesn't say, almost is a threat to you. So here's three signs you may be stuck in survival mode. Hypervigilance. This means that you're constantly scanning for what could go wrong, scanning for threat, scanning if there's danger, kind of this constant on edge. Like, is this going to upset me? Is this going to, you know, make me angry? It's like this constant state of awareness of scanning. And this can even show up as, you know, anxiousness, irritability, racing thoughts. And I think that this is where when you start to come out of it, even it becomes more intensified, because when you've gone through trauma, complex trauma, any kind of pain, even just situations and things that have happened, like we all have, right? But when we suffocate them, stuff them down, repress them, suppress them, your body is still going to be talking, right? So it's going to come up in different ways, like overanalyzing conversations, bodies feeling tense all the time. Some of this we just think is normal behavior, like, oh, I've just always done this. But a lot of times it's just survival patterns that we've learned to scan for threats. The second thing is shutdown. And this is more of the freeze dorsal. So instead of feeling on edge or the racing of thoughts or more of that revved up feeling is how I like to describe it is shut down, which is the freeze dorsal, is you're going to feel the opposite. You're going to feel numb. You're going to feel unmotivated, maybe detached, like you want to care, but you just feel flat. And sometimes reading or even prayer can just feel like impossible. And the third one is I think where a lot of my clients, my one-on-one coaching clients, tend to find themselves in, and how I'm kind of working with them to get through this, is the fawning. It's the over-policing. And this is where you'll find yourself always trying to keep the peace or fix others' emotions to make sure that they're happy so that you're happy. So that if they're happy, that means that they're going to express their love to you. That means that if you upset them in any way or have an opinion or anything and they get upset, you're afraid that they're going to withhold their love from you. It's kind of just some of these patterns that we've taught. We struggle to say no out of fear of rejection. We might over caretake at the cost of our own health. And again, these are just some of the patterns of our nervous system that sometimes we've been taught, sometimes at a young age into our teens, even early 20s, because, you know, some people say it's 24 to 25, even 26 of when our brains are fully developed. It just all depends on who you talk to. But I think it's important that God doesn't condemn us for being stuck in survival. He just meets us in it. The most important thing, and I see so much, is just the ability. Most of the time when so many of us are in survival mode, even if we're feeling numb and unmotivated, we keep ourselves busy by distracting ourselves with anything else than dealing with the pain, because I know pain is hard. And that's why inside of my self-paced course, it was important for me to address emotions, feelings, and kind of how we get to a specific thought pattern so that you can begin to see them and understand them. Again, go to jessicahoddle.com/heal to really consider now. Like, now's the time to begin that journey of understanding how you got here. So here are three gentle ways I think that you can kind of start practicing it this week. Really important. Just check in with prayer in your body. God, what is my body carrying right now? I want you to notice, like, racing heart. Do you feel numbed out? Do you feel like you just don't care? Like, just think about it. I want you to not judge it, not try to fix it. Just notice it. I don't know if you do this, but I actually do this just standing, and I don't realize it, but just rocking side to side, swaying while standing. So the second thing is just rhythmic grounding. I think that you can take a slow walk while repeating a verse. It's this integration I think so many of us miss of body and mind. Not just mind of I need to think this, but body as well. Scripture is very clear when God says, I want, I desire your whole mind, body, soul, spirit. It's everything of all of who you are, not just your mind, but your body too. I think it's important too to have, the third thing is safety statements. We want to start getting used to speaking out loud to our nervous system, saying things like, I am safe, God is with me, I don't have to perform right now. And a lot of this is the renewing process. It's a lot of repetition and it takes time. So this week, I just want you to kind of notice maybe one survival mode pattern that shows up for you the most. Like, are you shutting down? Are you people pleasing? Are you constantly scanning and on edge? Even if you're waiting for that shoe to drop, I'm sure we've heard that phrase. And then just ask God to meet you in this. Like, what does God want to show you? Are you moving faster than his pace? Are you running ahead of him? Because it's really hard to be a disciple of Jesus if we are running in front of him. To be a disciple is to follow after your rabbi, teacher, according to scripture. So if I'm going to follow my rabbi and to be covered in the dust of his feet, that means I am behind him, not in front of him. So again, survival mode is not lack of faith. It's your body's way of protecting you. Signs of include the hypervigilance, the shutting down, the fawning. Most importantly, God restores not just your spirit, because we got a whole new spirit when we accepted Jesus as our Savior, but your whole self. I want you to think about this week, small steps, noticing, grounding, speaking truth, and most importantly, creating space for healing. If you have been stuck in survival mode like I have and constantly coming out of, I feel like I am right now, is you're going to notice that your body is going to tell you to speed up when you want to slow down, because sometimes it registers that slowing down does not equal safe. So if you're realizing survival mode is part of your daily life, I recommend you starting with my self-paced course so you can go at your own pace. All of the lessons come with assignments and homework and things for you to learn and practically apply. But if you're ready to go more deep, I love to work with you one-on-one. You can go ahead and book a free consultation to really help you untangle your thoughts in a practical way with me coming alongside you. And as always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.